The Iraqi elections were watched closely not only in this country, but all parts of the world. Day-to-Day's Eric Weiner has a roundup of what the international media are saying about the election.
It was the vote heard round the world.
BBC World Service, this is Claire Balderson with NewsHour.
From London to Cairo to Tokyo, people followed the dramatic events in Iraq, perhaps nowhere more closely than in the Middle East, where the Iraqi election is viewed as a seminal event, one that might shape the political contours of the region for years to come. Iraqis brave bombs to vote ran a typical headline in the Arab News, a daily published in Saudi Arabia. The newspaper's editor, Khalid Al-Maina, says he was touched by the bravery shown by millions of Iraqi voters.
You know, I had a silent prayer for these brave men and women, and I wish them well. These are brave people. The threats that were emanating from Iraq and from other areas, if you remember, of retribution and death and destruction and assassination of those who will go and vote. And these people were going, I mean, with their hearts in their hands. I mean, anything could have happened.
The fact that the vote was relatively peaceful, says Al-Maina, gives him hope that democracy might spread elsewhere in the Arab world.
Well, I think the Arab societies are on the move. They may not be repressive societies, but there is need for good governance. There is need for accountability. And if elections bring in these two factors and make it a part of our societal expectations, then I think this is a good thing that has happened in Iraq.
Other Arab commentators are less optimistic. They point out that the elections took place under foreign occupation and that many Sunni Arabs, fearful of retaliation by insurgents, failed to vote. They are still Iraqis, said the Beirut-based Daily Star, and the outcome of yesterday's vote is not 100% legitimate without them. Turkish newspapers were wary for different reasons. That nation worries that the large turnout by Iraqi Kurds may complicate their own troubled relations with Kurds living inside their borders. One Turkish newspaper, Aksan, warned that the political fallout from yesterday's Iraqi election may, quote, bring on a decade of regional war in the Middle East. In Europe, many newspapers carried front-page photos of jubilant Iraqi voters. Even several French newspapers acknowledged that yesterday's election was a qualified success. Should we celebrate these elections in Iraq, asked the French daily Le Monde. Yes, without a doubt, as there have never been free elections in that country. The British press tried to assess what the Iraqi election means for their prime minister, Tony Blair, America's staunchest ally in the war. Most agreed the largely successful vote helps vindicate Blair and President Bush. But David Aronovich, a columnist with the Liberal Guardian newspaper, says it's time to move beyond that kind of political gamesmanship.
I think we have got to get away from the business of what's good for Bush and what's good for Blair and what isn't. I think we've got to get down to the business of what's good for Iraq and what's good for Iraqis. And the people that we have partially to rely upon to tell us this are the Iraqi Democrats themselves.
For example, he says, some British politicians argue that the United Kingdom should now withdraw its troops from Iraq, no matter what the Iraqis say.
Now, this seems to me to be an incredibly stupid position, as stupid as saying that they will stay no matter what the Iraqis say. When we have gone to the, you know, this incredible kind of length, and when people have sacrificed what they have in order to have a say, I think it is incumbent upon us, right, left, or whatever part of the political spectrum we occupy, to actually listen to them.
Of course, a lot can still go wrong in the days and weeks ahead, but most of the world's media seem to agree that yesterday's election represents a bit of good news. A rare commodity in Iraq these days. For Day to Day, I'm Eric Weiner.